Has a man ever asked you to marry him before? Then I'm glad I'm your first.
Dangerous plan, just this time. A stranger's hand clutched in mine. I'll take this chance, so call me light. I've been waiting all my life. Please don't scar this young heart, just take my hand. I was made for loving you, even though we may be hopeless hearts just passing through. Every bone screams, I don't know what we should do. All I know is darling,
touch my soul and hold it tight. I've been waiting all my life. Thou won't scar your young heart, just take my hand.
'Cause I was made for loving you, even though we may be hopeless cause just passing through. Every bone screams, I don't know what we should do. All I know is darling, I was made for loving you. Even though we may be hopeless hearts just passing through. Every bone screaming, I don't know what we should do. All I know is darling, I was made for love.
Spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
hey, hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Gay for Serious Fan Podcast. I'm Elizabeth, aka Betty, and here tonight we are celebrating a special party. Welcome to Julia and Gabriel's rehearsal dinner party. Yay! It's a special day. We're celebrating love. Love is in the air. My partner, she's getting a drink. Hopefully she'll be back. And I think she was saying hello to Gabriel. Perling, are you done greeting Gabriel? Oh, nope. I guess she's giving him a kiss again. Okay, so tonight... Oh, let's see. Maybe Julia stepped in the way and now she's like, stop hugging him. Hello? Hello, Perling. Okay, so we'll just wait for her to come back when she's ready. In the meantime, today we are joined by a special guest all the way from Brazil. Say hello to Renata! Yay!
Hello, ladies of all the world. I'm so happy for being here. I'm for having me again, ladies.
Aw, well, thank you for accepting our invitation. Let me see if my partner's back.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're back! Stop. Hey, stop stealing the groom.
I don't know. I'm having a problem with this guy.
I don't know. Gabriel was telling me that you were giving him...
I'm sorry with my boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit sick, but I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I saw you giving Gabriel lots of kisses, and it's like, hey. Is she supposed to give the groom kisses on the lips?
Yeah. I'm
him. Yeah, Julia wasn't so happy, so okay, let's keep the bride happy.
Julia,
this is gonna be like a fight. Like, pay no attention to Perling, Julia. It's the scotch. He's yours. We're not gonna steal him right now. Maybe on the wedding day, but who knows? Plot twist. So hello to the lovely ladies again. This is the Gabriel Series Fan Podcast, and this is the rehearsal dinner party. So if you're listening to us for the first time, come on down, say hello, and join the ladies in the chat room. I see Leslie, I see Pam. Cheers, Pam. Woo! I see Nene.
Oh, so hi,
and Monica. Hi, Monica. So stop by, say hello, and join the party. It's a lot of fun. We have an open bar. Catherine Picton is drinking scotch. Wow, Catherine Picton.
Wow.
You drink a lot. I guess that's good.
Cheers.
Cheers, you know, maybe.
Cheers, Catherine.
I was just thinking, what if we set her up with Papa Richard? Ta-da! Tool.
Oh, my God. Maybe, I don't think Gabriel will be happy.
Maybe she's a little old, but maybe Professor Picton is a little cougar, so it's like, ooh, meow.
Yeah, but oh, my God.
You like it? Well, let's see what happens, you know. Wink, wink, Catherine, the night is young. Keep drinking.
I don't want to know anything about that, but okay.
It would be fun.
It's too intimate.
It's too intimate. Well, you know, look up. Right, look up Papa Tom right now with Diane. They're dancing. They like the song in Spanish, so ooh, very, very nice. Right. We brought lots and lots of scotch. Well, I will be drinking solo because Paul didn't make it. So, I know.
No, she will boss Richard around.
Right, Nene? Maybe he would like it. I think
like
Mama Grace. Well, maybe not like that, but she will be like.
We have like a Christian Grey, a potential Christian Grey.
Now you're going to a dark place with that, Missy. The next 50 shades, like 50 shades and gets darker, like extra dark.
50 shades of Dante.
Oh my God, that's gonna be crazy. So, in case you don't know, today, oh yeah, damn it, I keep forgetting because we keep interrupting, sorry. So if you're listening to us, the recorded version, hello, have a mimosa, enjoy, we hope you like it, and last but not least, hello, boss, yay, boss. Oh, boss, you made us so happy today. Well, he's been really happy this weekend. Posting little teasers for the men in a black suit, and then today he was sitting with Gabriel and Richard before tonight's party. So yay, boss. Oh, just when I think, you know, after redemption it's over, nah, the boss is ready to lure us back in. So thank you, boss. Right, he won't let go. So, thank you, boss. You are awesome. Okay, so we want to say thank you to all the lovely ladies who are joining us tonight, who send their special messages to the lovely couple. We will read them later on in the evening. So, hang on. In the meantime, Renata, do you have any advice for the bride and the groom? Well, the future of Mr. and Mrs. Emerson.
Oh, good. I advise Gabriel and Julia that always, always keep focus in your beloved, because love is caring, and love will going forever if you care every day. And this is my only advice for them.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And what gift would you give them, or would you give them individual gifts?
Oh no, I will give, I think, a book. And this book is so special for both of them. But I really want to give them a book of Brazil, a book of all countries in Brazil, so they in the future them can make a trip to Brazil.
Ooh, very nice. That places nice. Places they can go to once they're in Brazil. They've been to Belize.
Yeah.
They've been to Florence.
Yeah.
So now it's like, come on, South America, come on down.
next destination, Brazil,
yes,
maybe.
Yes. And I remember Julia would like to go to Brazil, so that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. How about you, partner? What gift would you give the lovely couple?
Well, you know, it's difficult when they have everything, especially Gabriel.
Yeah,
it's so difficult. Maybe I will send some pictures or something. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe I don't know. Really don't know.
Okay.
I was focused in the party and I forgot everything.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, Gabriel, you like to be the seducer and stuff, but what if Julia is the one who seduces you on the wedding night? Sort of, or maybe some other night, right? So, I brought you, Julia and Gabriel. I hope you like this really beautiful silky tie. Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
And
okay.
some honey.
But, you know, I don't think Julia is going to be able to do that because she's like a more chai.
Well, remember when he was eating the mango and then she's like, "Oh, now it's my turn," and she was on top and eating the mango and oops, some of the juice slipped. Well, maybe okay. So the tie is for Gabriel so he can use it, and the honey is for Julia so he can, you know, they can mix and match. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, you know. And just to make it extra fancy, I brought some sprinkles because everything tastes good with sprinkles. So the next time he's painting with chocolate paint, you know, make it extra colorful. Sprinkles. Enjoy, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes,
we do. They're the bouncers. They're trying to make sure that, you know, Simon or Krista or any other crazy person doesn't slip in the VIP party. Okay, so
maybe they can give them a Scrabble for sex.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sex work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe they could use your tie.
See? It comes in handy. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. Okay, so I have this special gift, lady. Not gift. This game, ladies. I wanted to play with you. And let's see. It's called How Well.
Oh, here we go. With game.
How well?
Here we go.
How well do you know the couple? It's called How Well Do You Know Julia and Gabriel? Yay! And we have the questions are in the chat room in case you want to participate with us. And I'm really eager to see what you girls do. You know the answers to my questions? So here we go. First question is, how old were Julia and Gabriel when they met? How old were Julia and Gabriel when they first met? Oh, I can hear myself. That's not good. Echo. Okay, done. So do you know how old they were? Is it A, 15 and 25 years old? B, 16 or 26 years old? Or is it C, 17 and 27 years old? I see, bam. Leslie and Monica and Lori are answering. What do you think?
C.
Obviously.
C, okay.
C.
Alrighty then, if that's the final answer, ladies, the answer is C, 17 and 27.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You all are paying attention during our multiple classes. I'm very, very proud of you.
Wow, but you know, that is a question from Inferno.
Well, you know, like, we've known the couple, the lovely couple, for quite some time.
A long time ago, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just like remembering. It's good to remember the story of our lovely couple. And it took okay. a while, so yeah. So in case you were wondering, the answer was given in chapter 17 of Gabriel's Inferno when Gabriel asked Julia how old she is, and she's like 17, and then Julia says, "Oh my God, I was in the woods with a 27-year-old cokehead." She was really young.
This might be my first time.
Yeah.
Okay, the second question is in the chat room now. And it's Gabriel. Gabriel didn't know Julia's name when they first met. What name did he give her? Is it A, Florence, B, Simonetta, or C, Beatrice?
Beatrice,
okay.
Why, if you say Simonetta, I was like, what the hell?
Who is she?
Yeah.
Well, everyone else, I see Leslie and Pam, Lori, and Monica says C, and Monica says C, but I would love Florence. Thank you, Monica. Hey, I remember we called one of the cows Florence.
Yes.
What happened to her? You don't remember?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay, next question. Are we ready, ladies? The next question is... Julia saved Gabriel's cell phone number under what name? Is it A, Dante Alighieri, B, Dante Owen Emerson, or is it C, Dante Owen Clark?
Are you serious with that question? Your questions are so easy.
Well, sometimes you tell me, like, oh my God, your questions are too hard.
Well,
oh my
God.
Okay. Oh, Leslie is saying that Florence is with Paul.
Yeah, so sweet.
So maybe, yes. Oh, the ladies are answering. How about you, ladies?
Yes, I said the answer, Gary.
Okay.
For her.
Well, I was surprised that Gabriel was like, why are you giving me that name? Because he didn't think it fit him, but whatever. So what do you think, Renata?
Oh my God, I really don't know about this.
You don't know this
really,
one?
Really, Renata, really?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay, I will give you the answers again. Maybe this will help again. So Julia saves Gabriel's cell phone number under what name? Is it A, Dante Alighieri, B, Dante Owen Emerson, or C, Dante Owen Clark?
Dante Alighieri, I think.
Dante Alighieri.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't remember.
The ladies in the chat room are saying A. Wait, Laurie's saying A? Monica says, let's see, D-A, 007 D-A. And the answer is, ready? It's A. She saved it as Dante Alighieri. And the answer is actually revealed in... Where am I?
Okay.
Chapter 18. He tells her, I'm sorry I couldn't take your dinner to dinner this evening, but I would like to have dinner with you tomorrow night. Can we at least talk about it? Pause. Call me, Principessa, please. And then Julia immediately saved his number. Right? Julia immediately saved his number on her cell phone, but enter his name as Dante Alighieri. So, ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Julia is not good with the names. My boyfriend is Owen, and okay.
Right. I think Rachel is teasing Julia right now, so, oh, Julia. Okay, are we ready for the next question, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, the next question is, while Gabriel and Julia were in Belize, he introduced her to the famous beach scene from a film. What film was it? Is it A, The End of the Affair, B, From Here to Eternity, or C, Grease?
The End of the Affair.
The End of the Affair?
Okay. No, no, no. The End of the Affair was a book.
Okay. B, the ladies in the chat room, Monica says A,
yeah.
Leslie says B, Lori says B, Pam says B, Monica is crying, Nona says B.
Me too, B.
Well, the answer is B. And again, it's in Gabriel's rapture. I'm surprised you almost fell for it, partner.
I watched the movie The End of the Affair.
I know, so I was trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next question, and then we're going to go take a little break, but just in case, are you ready? The ladies in the chat room are really good. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, the next question is, Gabriel was tempted to propose to Julia when they were in Florence. When else did he want to propose? Is it A, during their Valentine's weekend getaway in Belize? Is it B, on Julia's graduation day? Or C, when he helped Julia move out of her old apartment in Toronto?
I think it's C.
In heaven,
I proposed to Julia. They were in Florence.
Mm-hmm. Besides Florence, when else did he want to propose? Is it during their Valentine's weekend?
During their Valentine's.
In Belize, to Belize? Is it on Julia's graduation day? Or C, when he helped her move out of her old apartment in Toronto?
Yes. I think A.
How about you, Renata? What do you think?
Oh my God, I think B.
You think B? When it was Julia's graduation day? Okay. Is that your final?
When Julia graduated, they were apart. Remember that he...
Yes! I'm a terrible...
It will be really cool.
My God.
Okay. I see the ladies. Monica says, every day. That's a good one, Monica. Right, and Nona is asking, did he help her move out of her apartment? It's a trick question.
I don't think so.
Okay, so is that your final answer? A. Is that it?
A, yeah.
Okay. Okay, ladies. Okay, and the answer is A. During their Valentine's weekend getaway to Belize, in chapter 19 of Gabriel's Rapture, it says there have been so many moments during their Valentine's weekend that he had wanted to bend his knee and ask her to marry him. But not only was he worried about enacting a cliche, but he was worried about her future. Just to think, we were so close to getting the title. And then we would have been in so much trouble. So, I guess it kind of worked out for the best. Right, you two lovely lovebirds. Oh, look at that. Julia and Gabriel are kissing again. You two need to stop for a little bit. Speak to the guests, please. Well, Julia wants to get a room. Gabriel's still saying separate rooms, please. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gabriel has a problem, not a problem going into the bedroom, but he just doesn't want to perform, which is something else. So, oh well, it sucks to be Julia sometimes. Oh, and Leslie is saying, love that Belize trip. It would have been too soon in Belize. Well, yes.
Yes,
he needed to grow a little bit more, both of them actually, but it would have been nice.
Oh, Fanny's tapping in glasses
Ooh, ooh, I think I can hear her. Wait.
Yeah.
Pam, Pam, is that you? Oh my God, Pam! I can't hear you. What are you gonna say, Pam? She says yes. I'm trying to get their attention. Okay, that's good, that's good.
Maybe he said, I want to dance with Papa Richard.
Right, right. Well, Pam, go for it, because we're going in a little music break right now. So, in the meantime, listen to Natalie Cole while we get those crazy kids apart and in the dance floor.
Yes.
All right. So, we'll be back, ladies. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Dancing with Richard. Oh my, you too. BFFs, huh? Oh, she says, Pam says that Papa yeah. Richard dips well. Really?
Oh my.
I did not know that.
And I look good together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe future Mrs. Clark. No offense, you know, Catherine. You're too awesome for Richard.
It's oh my. Just
okay.
Poor
so,
Richard.
Well, I think everyone wants Richard right now. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how do we keep the peace? It's okay, Catherine. I find you another one. Awesome, Professor. Unless you like snarky, then, you know, I'm sure he's available.
But I think snarky is someone you that you want to follow around and that's it. Not serious.
Well, you know, he has his heart too. I'm sure there are times when he just wants to talk and open up.
Yes, I'm sure, but I don't think he's capable of love, deep love.
Okay.
Or marrying.
Well, we'll see what happens. Okay, so we've come to the part where we read the messages from you readers, and here are a few of the gifts of, not gifts, but you know, the few messages that you awesome readers sent to our happy, soon-to-be Mr. and Mrs. Emerson. And the first message comes from SR's Florentine series. Are you ready, partner? Do you want to read it, or should I read it?
You can start, because I'm looking for them in our Twitter account. So.
Okay. Nona says, Snarky will be afraid of her, lol. You're so mean. Okay, so the message comes from the ladies of SR's Florentine series, and they said, sending our best wishes and much happiness to the professor and his Beatrice. Aww, very beautiful.
Oh,
yes. Oh, Julia gave Gabriel a kiss. Aww, the love.
Oh my god.
Okay, are you ready, partner?
No.
Okay. I will continue.
Yeah, I can find the message.
Okay. We will go to the next one. So, MJ says that communication is key. Be open to listen to each other. Always find some alone time. Never stop flirting and being playful with each other. So, and she says, if possible, try to not take things too seriously. Laugh together. Enjoy the little things. Those that are priceless. Aww, that's beautiful, MJ. And Gabriel is saying something about not everything is little. Really, Gabriel? Pride. Very, very proud in his package. Okay.
I have one.
Okay, go.
Yeah, this is from Stephanie B.
Okay.
She said, have a place away from the modern world where you can have to talk to supervise.
Ooh.
Well, that is not a problem with Gabriel. He has
That's
a lot of
true.
Places around the world.
That's true. Even if, you know, he is in a place where there's a lot of communication, I'm sure he will be able to convince Julia to let go of the phone and just follow him into the room. All he has to do is just say something like Principessa. Okay, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Right? Sexy yeah. Stud. And Leslie is saying that worse to live by. Yes. Well, technology can be good sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes, but too much.
You are not a
Yes. Well, it's kind of hard to say that to us because we're obsessed with them. So, what?
Yeah, but we have a life.
Well, yes, that's true.
No, out of time.
We're not spying on them, right? Okay. Right. Okay, I see another message. Yeah, we're not stalkers. We're not like, you know, Jack Black or stuff, anything like that. Anyway, I see another message from Brown Bay MJ, and she said, well, ladies, oh, here's a gift for the newlyweds. She says that her gifts, these are my gifts for Gabriel and Julia. Love the idea of having the idea of all the wine bottles for all the first times. Ooh, and also the mugs. So she has a big lot of bottles in a special basket with the first fight, wedding night, first news, first Christmas, next baby, first anniversary. That's a good gift.
Okay.
And then there is...
Beautiful gift.
Yes, well, they're going to end up drunk. They're going to do a lot of firsts, but okay. And then she has two special mugs. One that says, I stole her heart, and hers, her mug for Julia. It says, so I'm sealing his last name. Which it sparked a whole debate on us. Should we keep his last name? Should we keep ours? I don't know.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we have to... keep our last names.
Mm-hmm.
But the person, because Pan was saying that she took her husband's name,
family because she wanted to do it.
Yes.
And I said, okay, but if I, my case, when I get married, I didn't want his last name. So when I get divorced, I said, thank God I didn't.
Right, it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now that we're saying your marriage is not going to work out, Julia.
Yes. And I was about to graduate, and I said, thank God I don't have his name because...
the diploma. Ooh, that's a good question now. Julia, what name is going to be in your diploma? Oh, she's blushing. She's like...
She graduated already.
Well, so, yeah, but when she gets her doctoral degree.
PhD degree.
Yeah, the big one. Well, we'll ask you, ladies. And we ask you. We'll ask you, Julia, when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. What about Renata? Because Renata got married recently. So you keep your last name or
you change it? No, I changed it.
You changed it?
Oh,
okay, that's...
Yes. I changed my last name because my husband's last name is a beautiful last name, and I want it.
Aww. So that's nice. That's nice. Yeah.
I just say my personal opinion, but I respect the people that...
See, I think I would change my name only if Paul changes his last name too, so he would be Paul Norris Rivera, and I'm like, okay, I can do that. So then I will be Elizabeth Norris Rivera. I'm keeping my last name and your last name. Now we're even. See? Love.
Oh, my God.
Baby. What? Too crazy?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Or I will make...
No. Mm-hmm. That's why I was really sad with Chris and Fifty Shades Free when he said, and he was mad because Anna was changing
her last name, to his.
And I was saying, no, come on, get away from him. Yeah, but I was mad because of that, as he do at the forefront.
Right.
So you want to do it,
but
it's Christian.
Or how about this? I would keep his name, but it would be engraved in the ring. So then that would be like Elizabeth Norris, just in the ring, and it'd be like our little secret. Ta-da! But I'm still keeping my last name, DN. Case closed. I will not give up my name. I was born with it. Okay, I see Leslie. She said, me too. I marry up in the alphabet and kept my maiden name as my maiden name, Leslie Osborne Amoros. Love my husband's name as it is love. Aww, that's a beautiful name. And now she says, and now it is mine. So yes, you have a beautiful name. Very beautiful, Leslie. Okay, anything else, ladies? About last names?
No? Nothing?
Nothing.
Do we do a break?
Well, we still have like a few minutes.
Okay.
We still have a few minutes. I didn't finish Base and Jay Skiff. She said that she's also gonna send Julia another gift, but it's it's not, you know, something that you show in public. It's lingerie! She's sending it to you, Julia.
Oh,
don't worry. More lingerie. When do we send her
To read the messages.
How's that?
They have another message. So we are going to read them in the other...
Yes, in the other. The second
break.
Part.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. But I was just wondering... Do we send cooking stuff to Julia? Because she doesn't cook, and Gabriel doesn't cook, so... Is a gift card for a restaurant better? Maybe? Like, here, go to Red Lobster, enjoy. And I bet you even that's not good enough for Gabriel. Red Lobster. Well, yeah, you know, no. Burger King?
Yeah.
He's going to hate that.
I don't think he's going to do that.
No, he doesn't like burgers, I'm sure. If he does, it would be like a very fancy burger.
Yes.
So, yeah, okay. Well, we'll see, we'll see. Alrighty then, so we're going to go on a little break because after that we have a special request and it's from Julia and Gabriel. So, so we'll let you go listen to the music, and when Etta James starts singing, you know who requested it. Alright, so we'll be back, ladies.
Oh my God.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. Was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, yeah. You smile, you smile.
Is in the air, and my God, I really love this song. Peter Gabriel sings the Book of Love, which I forgot to mention, or maybe I was too excited with the proposal, but this is one of the songs that were used during Gabriel's proposal to Julia. So the Book of Love.
It just are you crying?
Not crying, I'm not crying, it's just I'm cutting onions. For lasagna, sorry, lasagna. I'm a little drunk. I'm sorry. I miss Paul, so.
I can't tell.
Okay. So, partner.
I'm broken. I know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I brought a picture, but it's not the same. I framed it too. A little. Okay, so there you go, partner. It's your turn now. to read the next message?
The next one is Spanish.
Okay.
It's from Cynthia. I'm going to read it in Spanish and okay. then translate it. She said, nunca vayan a la cama enojados. So that means
great
never go to bed mad.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's a good advice.
Why?
Why what?
Why never go to bed upset?
Yeah, because then you're going to wake up upset or more upset. Ooh. So you're never going to face the problem.
It's
better that you face the problem in the moment and then make the peace. And go to bed and have sex and a lot of fireworks.
But what about angry sex? Isn't that something like to add?
Angry sex?
Yeah. Oh,
what the hell are you talking
You know, like,
about?
I'm right. No, you're not. Rip the shirt. I'm right now. Get down. Maybe.
Okay, you're weird.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, alrighty then. So maybe that's just my little thing. Okay, next message. comes from Kes. So thank you, Kes. She says, congratulations, Gabriel and Julianne. Today we celebrate your love. Oh, Lori, she's laughing at me. Okay. And just putting it out there. Anyway, so
yeah,
she says...
Fan says, that can be fun. Not that I know about it.
You're right. Thank you, Pam. Cheers, Pam. Cheers. Okay, and Kes says, congratulations, Gabriel and Julianne. A love story such as yours is a rare and beautiful thing. It deserves to be immortalized for all time and enjoyed many times over. In modern-day Dante and Beatrice, you are. Only this Dante gets his girl, Gabriel's Inferno by Sylvain Reynard. And then she quoted from La Vita Nuova, in that book, which is my memory, on the first page, that is the chapter when I first met you, appear the words, here begins a new life. Dante Alighieri. Oh my god! Thank you, Kes. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And she put in the edit a picture of Dante and young Beatrice. Oh, so beautiful. Dante, what do you think about our munchkins? You're still trying to figure out, when did I resurrect? Okay, when did I come back? you know, minor technicalities, right?
Nonna said to you, Betty, what you and Paul been up to?
you know, maybe in the next book, my book, fan fiction, whatever. lots of adventures. Okay, so how about you, partner?
Yes, you have a lot of ideas.
Yes, a lot of ideas. Okay, ready, partner?
Yeah, this is from Leslie. She said, I wish them health and happiness. And she sent us a copy of Corinthians 13. But I think you should read it, partner.
Okay.
You read better than some. Because
okay.
It's a little bit longer.
Okay. So she says,
oh, yes.
Ooh, I love this quote. She says, love is patient, is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. Leslie!
That's Leslie. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Oh my god, the love. So, so beautiful. So many unforgettable moments we've had with Julia and Gabriel. The heartache and the love again. The reunion between these two adorable young woman and man.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow, Julian's young.
Yeah, well.
Not that Gabriel.
Gabriel, you know, you're not 50, so you're young. 50 is still young, but I'm just saying you're younger than 50, yeah. So you're young, yeah.
Yes.
Although Paul is younger, but who's paying attention to minor technicalities like that, right? Yes. Okay. Okay. So we have a special message from Julia and Gabriel. Are we ready for the special message? I'm a little drunk. Yay.
Yes.
I'm starting to slur a little. Okay. So the special. Oh my God. No more tequila for me. It's from Julia and Gabriel, and they say. Oh man, I'm sorry, Paul. The picture is looking at me like, no good, no bueno, stop drinking. Okay, so Gabriel and Julia want to say thank you, everyone, for joining us on the evening before our special day. It means so much to us that you want to share it in, the celebration. Thank you, Julia and Gabriel. Thank you, Julia and Gabriel, for allowing us to celebrate your special day. Kiss. Yay. Oh, look at those. Wait, why is Julia sitting on Gabriel's lap? They're still kissing. Get a room, you two. Yeah, it looks like a reenactment of the kiss they did, you know, at Rachel's wedding. So, okay. Yeah. Good for you guys. So, thank you so much for that. And we're almost done, but before we forget, do you want to play my last questions?
No.
You're like, no, but I guess she's not giving up. Okay, awesome. So let me see, where am I? Question number 6. Ooh, this should be easy, everyone. I think. Okay.
Let's see.
Did I send it? No. It's supposed to send. Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, here's question number 6. It's in a chat room. When Gabriel proposes to Julia at the orchard, he had the help of his neighbor. Which neighbor helped him? Is it A, Mr. Kringle? Is it B, Sir, the French Canadian neighbor? Or is it C, Mr. Bancroft?
Oh, it's Kringle.
Mr. Kringle?
No, Bancroft.
No.
Mr. Bancroft?
Yes, Mr. Bancroft.
Who do you think, Renata?
I don't know. Maybe I agree with Pearly.
You agree? Yeah. With Pearly?
Yeah.
The ladies in the chat room?
Oh, the ladies in the chat room are sleepy or something. I know Pam is after Richard.
Pam, let go. Laura says A, Mr. Kringle. Pam says C.
Lori, we are doing a question. You can answer
me
another question.
Okay. I think everyone else is saying thank you and giving kisses to Julia and Gabriel. Okay, so that's the final the final answer, ladies.
C.
C? Renata? Oh, that. Diana says, I think, A. Oh, no. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So, well, the answer is...
Is?
C, Mr. Bancroft. And the answer is in chapter 52. Richard and Tom are smoking cigars and drinking scotch while watching old Mr. Bancroft carry things from the garage into the woods. Ooh.
Oh, my God. This was tough.
The grown neighbor.
Yes, he doesn't like Gabriel.
Yes.
So that was always fun. Okay, number 7, before we're done. Julia and Gabriel are having a getaway party, celebration, wedding, right? So Julia and Gabriel are having a wedding destination. What the heck? My God, was I drunk when I was writing the questions?
Yeah,
where are they getting married? Is it A, Paris, B, Italy, or C, Belize?
Paris.
Paris. What do you think, Renata?
Oh my god, I think it's Paris too.
Okay. Lori says B. Diana says B. Again, Julia and Gabriel are having a destination wedding. Where are they getting married? Is it A, Paris, B, Italy, or C, Belize?
I think it's Paris.
Paris.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I think it's Paris.
Paris, yeah. Paris. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the final answer?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I lose.
Okay, the answer is
yes.
B. Yes, it's me. Gabriel asks, where should we get married? And Julia says, Assisi. It's always been an important place for me. And Assisi is in Umbria, which is in Italy.
It was a destination for getting married. Okay?
Yes, not the honeymoon.
I was thinking in the honeymoon. Yeah.
No. I said the wedding, a destination wedding. Yes, they're gonna go away. Yeah. Alrighty then. Well, that pretty much concludes the questions. It was fun. Okay, so we'll be back, ladies. I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but we'll be back until Sunday, November 18th. We're taking a little break.
Oh my God!
Yes. We are so sorry about that, but we will be back November 18th, and we'll go over chapter 55, the wedding edition. Yay! But in the meantime, I know Gabriel is not too happy about that. Yeah, but personal stuff happens, so that's why we're taking a little break. Yes, but we will be back, and hopefully by then everyone has their dresses ready, and we have.
Please don't forget us.
Don't forget us. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. So yes, we're gonna be on Saturday. Thank you, Pam, for reminding me. Saturday, November 18th at 6 p.m. when we'll go over chapter 55 of Gabriel's Rapture, which will be in Gabriel and Julia's world, January 21st. Ooh. So we're still early, but yeah, okay. Alrighty then. So again,
November 18th.
Yes. So again, don't forget to follow. Don't forget to follow Pam.
Only 2 days after my birthday.
Oh, okay, okay. So we will keep that in mind. Renata, thank you for the hint. Yes, we will send you lots of tequila.
Wait. November 18th is Saturday.
Yes.
No. Yes. So we are going to be back.
Yes.
On a Saturday. 19. No, on a Saturday because of the 19th, I can't.
Oh.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Now you remember. Okay.
Yes, now I remember.
Okay. So, we'll be back on Saturday, November 18th. But in the meantime, there is SR's Florentine series, which the ladies are discussing the Roman. They'll go over chapter 44. So don't forget to join them. Noches en Florencia is still on a break, but if you want to listen to their recordings, you can find them on iTunes and on Mixlr. Trilogía Gabriel is reading El Infierno de Gabriel, so don't be a stranger. Join them on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New Year's Time. Noches en Florencia is back next Sunday as well.
Sunday,
October 29th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New Year's Time. They're reading El Juramento de Gabriel, and they're going to go over chapter 3. And again, we'll be back until November 18th. And then we'll go over the wedding. Sorry about the little mishaps. We hope you enjoyed today's party. And again, cheers to everyone. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
Cheers.
Kisses to all. Mwah. In the meantime, enjoy the music. Bye.
After just one look, I'll my mind in a kind of world. 'Cause in my mind,
She's my kind of girl.